Like many of you, I depend upon my smartphone and its vast array of apps to keep me informed and connected. Until recently, however, I viewed the use of my device while engaged with nature as somewhat paradoxical. And so I wondered, should technology and nature be mutually exclusive? There's no doubt technology has changed our lives and, sadly, the result has been a huge disconnect from the natural world. Many people have lost their sense of wonder for it simply due to the lack of exposure. But there is room for families and adults to embrace both technology and nature, and you can start anytime. It's never too late. At Irvine Nature Center, and in many other places, you can use your smartphone's GPS capabilities to participate in the increasingly popular activity of geocaching. By following your GPS to the correct coordinates, you can discover a hidden cache containing any number of trinkets. Geocaching is a fantastic way to get you and your kids outside and engaging with nature. There are also citizen science activities, where people of all ages and skill levels can participate in helpful research. At Irvine, we like Project Feeder Watch, which is a survey of birds that visit our feeders. Each week throughout the winter, we count how many birds we see, then use the internet to upload our logbook. It's simple, but this and other citizen science projects can help researchers around the country reveal long-term trends in bird distribution and abundance. It's cool because we're doing something in our own backyard, but are also contributing to a much bigger project. Citizen science projects like these are great for adults too. I like Hummingbirds at Home, because it has a free mobile app to make it easy to report sightings, share photos, and learn more about these birds. I also like Zooniverse's Worm Watch Lab, where you view a worm colony in real time and hit the Z key whenever you see the worms laying eggs. It sounds a bit strange, but it actually helps scientists collect valuable data about genetics that will assist in medical research. There are a ton of other great apps for mobile devices. There's a free one called Leaf Snap, where you take a picture of a leaf on the ground, and the app will tell you what kind of tree it comes from. And there's Nature Find, which will locate the closest park or recreation area based on your GPS. Many bird watchers use the Peterson Field Guide app, which I think is even better than the original print version, and lighter too. In fact, now's a great time to use it on a walk in the woods as birds migrate south through the listening area. For more on how nature and technology can work together, visit explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center for WYPR, your NPR news station.